over heels in love with Michael Jordan's son, Marcus.
And Lizzo made history with a crystal flute. We'll explain.
Plus, later on, we dish with the fabulous Melody Sheree, honey, from Love and Marriage Huntsville.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
Hey, yo!
Okay, guys, Brad's off today, but we do have Sheree joining us from New York. Sheree Bear, what's up first?
Yes. Okay, Tanner. Well, Mariah Carey is just minding her own business when it comes to Nick Cannon and his flock of family, his women and his children. So, according to a source, Mariah does not keep up with Nick's babies and baby's mamas. There's too many to keep up with. She is happy for him and wishes him the best. Okay, I still can see shade in that.
Yeah, but my thing is this, though, honey. Y'all be very clear, honey. I'm sure Mariah probably says to some of her good friends like Brett, bitch, I had him first, so it don't matter, y'all. Y'all can have all those leftovers, honey. So I think she's probably thinking on those terms, honey.
Yeah, I've never seen Mariah Carey drive, but something tells me a car doesn't have rearview mirrors. She doesn't look back. Mm-hmm. She always moves forward, so like now that that's like she that chapter does. Of her life is kind of done, I don't even think she's bothered by it at all, as long as our two kids are good.
Also, HK, well, first of all, he's working on his 10th child, so there's another one, there's a 10th about to come, but I don't think Mariah wants to get in trouble. You remember that one father who bought his son a Happy Meal, and then everybody else got on him because he didn't buy the other kids Happy Meals? Mariah don't want to be a part of none of
that. Yes, honey, you know she doesn't. But Sheree, look at this though, girl. Now, you have two ex-husbands, honey. I mean, do you keep tabs on what they do and, honey, who they date, or you just like, girl, whatever?
I'm like, Mariah, whatever. I wish you the best. Bye. You don't even got to call.
That's cute. That's simple and easy. I mean, you never think about what, girl, maybe, honey.
Very simple.
Yeah, like I said, well, I remember when Bucky was with me, honey, how we did things, honey. You don't think about that or none of that?
I hope they get married so they can stop serving me with subpoenas. Like, go on. Get into a relationship.
I know that's right.
Go. Go with God.
Not the subpoena.
All right, well, moving on. Recently, we spoke about Larsa Pippen and Michael Jordan's son, Marcus Jordan, potentially smashing the other day. Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, apparently this kid is taking it to the hole and ain't playing a lick of basketball because the rumors are true. They are smashing because Larsa was spotted, packing on the PDA with Marcus at the Rolling Loud Music Festival. But according to a source, she was a lot more way into it than he was. Mm-hmm. Now, word is she was rubbing up on him, caressing his body, and Marcus looked like really uncomfortable, almost like he was being assaulted. He wasn't reciprocating.
Oh, man.
That's always bad when, like, somebody, you like the person more than they like you. And, like, she's being so, like, demonstrative. And he's like, everybody think you my mama. Like, come, stop.
But you know what, though, Sheree? Now, let's be real. We're talking now, honey. Don't you think, I think that she probably always wanted Michael Jordan, honey, and not Scottie. So now she could go ahead and get something close to him, the son. So, you know, if you can't get the daddy, get the son. I mean, y'all don't think that's kind of, that's what I would think and do.
That's chillingly creepy.
And then when you look at the age difference, he's 31, she's 48. I'm sure her mouth tastes different to him. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just such, it's just such a different gap in time. You know what I mean?
It's almost 20 years.
It's almost 20 years old, Tanner. I know she's sexy and all, but that's a little bit desperate to me when you're all over here and you're caressing him. It's like, let him make the first move. Yeah. And you're at the concert, so you know everybody's looking at you, but it don't ring the same.
Also, young men go through a phase. Also, Sheree, I hate to tell you, Jeffrey's going to go through this phase where sometimes an older woman is a little more attractive, and I'm just saying, maybe Marcus is going through this phase.
No.
Yeah. I'm just saying, it's coming. It's coming, Sheree.
Yeah.
No, I want him to be with the woman who's got her uterus. Like, no.
You don't know, Jeffrey might be looking at Kim, honey, so you just never know. So think about it, Sheree. I mean,
Kim Whitley?
Oh, well, just don't know.
Oh, no.
You never know, Sheree, honey. So
I would slap the osteoporosis off Kim Whitley if she messed with my son.
Hey, honey, there's no men around, honey. There goes Jeffrey. But anyway, child, moving on, honey. Miss Lizzo, honey, gave the crowd a treat, baby, at the Capital One Arena, honey, in Washington, D.C., by performing with a historical 200-year-old crystal flute. Now, Lizzo was thrilled, honey, to be the first person to ever, honey, play the musical instrument originally owned by President James Madison, honey. Y'all take a look.
That was
good. Oh, my God, honey. She was happy, baby, to put that old flute to her mouth. Isn't that something?
I'm like, She's a trained flutist, and she's playing a 200-year-old instrument.
Is it flowing?
I think it's amazing.
Yeah.
Is it flautist or flutist?
I've heard both.
Is it a flutist or flautist?
Flautist.
Maybe it depends what region you're from. I have no idea. Yeah. But she did it well.
She plays a toot toot.
She did it well.
That crystal piece to her mouth. Yes, honey. She was great.
Okay, Gary. She's not on meth. It's not a crystal piece. Jeez Louise.
What'd you say, Tana?
Listen, can you, Gary? Can you play any instruments?
Can I play an instrument? I don't know. I like a bongo.
Okay.
I like.
You want to play a bongo?
I love being the bongo, yeah. And sometimes I like blowing the flute, so.
You like being a bongo and blowing the flute.
A crystal one, to be exact, Sherry.
Crystal flute. Okay, guys, buckle up. This one is beyond sneaky. It is rumored that Armie Hammer's estranged wife, Elizabeth Chambers, was the conduit for leaking those crazy stories about him flirting with Lily James and his cannibalism fantasies. Oh. Everybody remembers this story blew up. And here's how it allegedly went down. So, Elizabeth posed as her now former friend by using her email address to contact the press with the exclusive information. And I mean everything from horrible excerpts from behind the scenes of Armie's GQ shoot and even leaking video from Armie's Finsta, which is his fake Instagram account that public figures use to communicate with others for more privacy.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He lost a lot of his career over this cannibalism stuff. Remember?
Sometimes it just be your own wife. You know, you're sleeping with the enemy. Stuff. You don't even know it, man. Wouldn't let him be great.
A lot of people act like they want 50 Shades of Grey until you show up with the whips and chains.
Or the 51st shade. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They wasn't ready.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, sure, I think it's kind of cute she did that. Not more women should look what she did and do it to their husband if their ass is acting fool, honey. I'll fix you up. So, hey, I think
but
it's cute,
would you do something like that?
Yeah.
I don't want to get on your bad side. All right, y'all, moving right along. There is nothing like seeing models taking a really good tumble on the catwalk. And that's exactly what happened at the Milan Fashion Week. But get this, y'all, the luxury line AV, they showed off their new collection by having models strut their stuff on the runway in their designer pieces and fall at the same time. So they had to strut their stuff in the designer pieces and fall. That takes a lot of work. So the show's creative director said that she had models fall to play up the satire of the filthy rich.
Yeah. Please tell me all these clothes were from the fall collection too. Because it was just it's the perfect metaphor for everything. Please.
Oh gosh.
Chef's kiss.
Now I love this. Now we can all walk, honey, in this show. So no pressure, honey. If we fall, it's okay. Isn't that great?
I guess you gotta fall on cue. You gotta fall in like the right spot at the right time or something.
Probably so. I'm gonna do that. I'm in a style show tomorrow. So I'm gonna fall, honey. Yeah. Yes, I can't wait to fall.
Honestly, head crack, the models were kind of like Gary this week when he tried to model off his talons and almost took out the production crew when he almost fell. Check this out.
Okay. Yeah.
He almost took out the whole production.
Yep.
Gary had a better recovery, though.
Gary's recovery was great. Your face, though, of you literally were so shocked.
Oh, Sherry, I thought he was taking out a camera. I thought that was it. I thought Dish Nation was going to go down. I was worried.
Baby, I caught myself, honey.
You got cord control,
that's
Gary.
That's right. Never let
I'm
them see you fall,
you.
Baby, honey. I sweat.
Switching gears, the Dish Nation family would like to send our thoughts and prayers to the family, friends, and fans of the rapper Coolio, who passed away at the age of 59 yesterday in Los Angeles. May he rest in peace, and may his legacy live on. More Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Woo, woo. All right. Y'all remember Bridesmaids was a huge movie and it made a ton of money. But believe it or not, John Hamm, who plays Kristen Wiig's sneaky link at the beginning of the movie, was uncredited and didn't make a lot of money from it. Oh. Turns out he and Kristen hit it off so well when he hosted Saturday Night Live that he agreed to do it without a script or a deal even in place. Oh. Check it out.
I did that movie before there was a part, before there was a script. I said yes to it. And the agents went, oh, well, how do we, you know, ask for money? And I was like, don't worry about it. It's just let me go.
I
have
hope
fun
you got like 0.0001% of that back end for doing it then.
No, I did not.
Now, what y'all think? Would you ever do this sort of favor for a friend?
I mean, if you rock with them real tough and you had a good time and it don't feel like work, I can understand you just doing it just for, like, you know, the love of the culture, you know?
Absolutely.
Oh, I would do it for some free ham too, honey.
Get that free ham?
Yes, honey.
I wouldn't do it. Mm-mm. No.
Sherry.
I got a son. I'm a single mom.
Man, the bills got to be paid. Yeah. I get it.
Well, he also said that he has trouble saying no to things.
Really?
So, John Hamm, if you want to come do Dish Nation.
We'll ham it up with you, John.
Welcome to Hamm Nation.
Okay.
Well, speaking of co-star relationships, here's another one for you. Now, Chris Rock is starring with Christian Bale in a new movie, Amsterdam. The trailer looks incredible. And apparently, he is knocking Christian out with his punchlines. Now, Christian even had to stop being friendly with Chris on set. He went on to say, you know, Chris is so bloody funny, and I found that I couldn't act because I was just becoming Christian, laughing at Chris Rock. So I went, mate, I love talking to you, but I can't do it anymore.
Wow.
And I gotta imagine it's had to be tough for him because, you know, it's Chris Rock. So, you know, you won't fan out at some level, but having to keep a distance with somebody you're a fan of and y'all working together, it's a thing.
Chris Rock had to be extremely funny for Christian Bale to be cracking up, and I love that.
Okay, but Sherry, I'm curious about this. Have you ever worked with anybody who's had you cracking up at times when you weren't supposed to?
Oh, gosh, when I did Everybody Loves Raymond, Ray Romano never did the same take twice.
Really?
He just kept improving. Jamie Foxx is another one.
Yeah.
Jamie Foxx will have you nonstop laughing through his takes when we did the Jamie Foxx show. You couldn't stop laughing. And at some point, you got to get into character. And it's just like, please, just stick to the script.
So how do you even snap out of that? Like, do you think dark thoughts just to try to, like, take your mind off the humor of it all? Or what?
Yes, you literally have to walk away, laugh it out, think of something really dark and demonic, and come back. And then they make you laugh again.
Sherry, what about Barbara Walters? She ever made you laugh a lot when you couldn't stop laughing?
Oh, yeah, Gary, because I laughed at Barbara Walters all the time. Yeah. Yeah, Gary. Okay, you guys, you remember Bruce Willis retired from acting this year after announcing that he had aphasia. That was his diagnosis, so he wasn't able to talk. But it turns out that Bruce Willis will be appearing in movies and other projects, even with that aphasia. Tanner, how is this possible?
Yeah, Sherry, I am all over this. Okay, so Bruce sold the rights to his image to a Russian company called Deep Cake, and they're basically using deep fake technology to create what they call digital twins of real people. I've been worried about this coming for a long time. And for a recent commercial, they used 34,000 images of Bruce and sort of grafted his face onto a stand-in. This is pretty crazy because even actors who've passed on can now continue working in movies and commercials and selling products and stuff. Are you guys here for this?
I am and not at the same time because it's dope that you could pair people together that you wouldn't have normally seen.
Yeah.
However, they could also use this technology to say that you're at the scene of a crime that you were miles away from.
I'm thinking about suing that damn company because they took the name of my company, honey, Deep Cakes.
Oh,
I love that name.
What was your company offering?
What did you make?
I was offering Deep Cakes. Some good pound cakes,
it's like tall, you know, like just really big, heavy cakes.
Had some good heavy pound cakes.
Well, why do they have to be pound cakes?
Well, it could be butter cake. Up next, we're getting a tea baby from Love and Marriage Huntsville star, Miss Melody Cherie, honey. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Get excited because we have singer, entrepreneur, and star of the hit reality show Love and Marriage Huntsville. Let's give it up one time for Melody Cherie.
Hey. Hey, Melody.
What's up, Gary?
How we doing?
I'm doing wonderful. God is amazing, honey. I woke up this morning, okay?
So, Melody, girl, I see you didn't change your last name. I didn't change your name, girl. What brought up on that?
So, yes, I do go by Melody Cherie now. I think, you know, everyone is very much aware and have seen, you know, me go through my entire process, marriage to divorce. And so, for me, part of that process included, you know, when you think about, you know, regaining yourself, being true to your new self, your new identity. Part of that for me was dropping my last name, which was Holt. Mm-hmm. And I go by Melody Cherie now.
And that's cute, girl, honey.
Well, thank you. It has a little ring to it.
Uh-huh. We know there's been a little bit of drama between you and Letitia and Destiny. So, I mean, did y'all work it out yet? Or are y'all friends? How's that going?
I have definitely been enjoying being in my own world, doing my own thing, focusing on my business, my children, and all the things that I have going on. So I really haven't put energy or time into trying to reveal things that I decided weren't good for me and I walked away from. And so there's no reason for me to look back, you know?
Yeah,
no doubt. Now, Melody, viewers have seen how your marriage plays out with your ex, Martell, on and off camera. Now, how are things between you guys nowadays?
Probably like most divorced people at first. You know, some days it's fine, some days it's not. More days it's not than it is. But it really goes back to, for me, just choosing to be in a place where I'm removing any toxicity, any negativity, and I'm choosing to only allow positive energy around me. That's what I'm doing on this end.
Well, now, Melody, you know, baby, fans went crazy online, honey, when those pictures leaked, honey, that you and Martell, honey, took a family vacation together. So any old feelings came back?
No. No, not at all. It was strictly an attempt for my children to be able to experience a vacation again with all of us, including the grandmothers. There have been no reconjuring of any feelings. There's been none of that. None of that.
Okay.
No empty, no nothing. Like, when I walked away, I walked away.
So tell me this, Melody, girl. So how do you feel about his new boo, Miss Sheree, from Atlanta, Housewives of Atlanta?
First, let me say, I love Housewives of Atlanta. I have a few people on there that we talk here and there, so I love the franchise. In terms of, you know, him and his new boo, that's his thing. Like, we're all adults. We're grown. Yeah. We're divorced. I really don't have any thoughts about who he sees or dates.
Now, Melody, before we head out, can you tell the people what to expect in this Saturday's episode?
Listen, it's going to be one of those episodes, again, that's leading to the big stuff happening on Love & Marriage. So you don't want to miss it, because you can't miss the details. You don't need to miss no parts, okay? Mm-hmm. Marriage, friendship, love, business. So make sure you guys tune in to Love & Marriage Huntsville.
We are here for it. All right, let's give it up one time for Melody Sheree. Big things popping, she ain't stopping, y'all. Stay tuned for more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Netflix's Dahmer, Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story is trending not only on Netflix, but also on social media. Now, people are out here praising the phenomenal acting of Evan Peters as Dahmer and your bestie Sheree, Niecy Nash. She killed it. Now, it seems that people are wanting to dress like the serial killer as well. Well, not to the T, though, because Rick Ross took to Twitter for help finding a pair of those Dahmer shades. Now, he tweeted, "Locate me a pair of them Dahmer shades." Now, social media was not feeling a request because people were coming for Rosé saying why we want to dress like a serial killer and that his tweet was insensitive, while others wanted to know if he finds them because they wanted to cop a pair too.
Like, this is a man that killed so many young black men and ate them. It's like you still got families who are mourning, so it's kind of insensitive. So I don't know if he quite got that. That was a miss.
And if I may point out, like, the ones that Evan Peters was wearing, they're not the exact same ones.
Exactly. That's an important distinction.
It's a little bit. Yeah. So maybe, can I get the Evan Peters glasses? Sometimes it's not the message. It's like, if you say it in italics
or
not. Like, you don't want the Dahmer shades per se.
You still got to say, HK, if you say, can I get the Evan Peters glasses? And somebody goes, who's he? You know, he don't want to play Dahmer. Yeah, so, you know, they had to do glasses. It still go back to Dahmer.
Well, I'll be clear, honey.
I think you need to just go get some Ray-Bans and just call it a day.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.